This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Friday.
Hi.
Well, you're right. Something's just not right.
Yeah.
The equilibrium is just not right.
There are not enough people here,
Joe,
to have one of us missing.
Hi, Joe.
We need everybody on deck.
Yeah. And you might say, why is Joe the lowest rung on your totem pole? Why is he so important to the show? He's not really. It's just we just realized we don't have anything to drink.
Yeah, and I've got my waters from yesterday, and you have nothing, right?
And I don't mean adult beverages.
No,
that's Joe's job.
Oh, tell the truth. It's our vodka. He brings our vodka every day.
I shall endeavor to make up the slack until he comes here to fill his role.
This is the second time in 2 weeks that Joe has had some trouble.
No, Joe has never been late before.
Never, Mike.
Joe usually gets here at about noon or 12:01.
He has a wide variety of times.
Yes.
Yeah,
he arrives at. He can be here when I get here, which is usually about 2:00.
Right.
Or he can be here at now, which is not.
Normally the neighborhood of either 1:30 or 3 p.m.
Friday Joe is normally here very close to showtime.
Right. Is that what Friday Joe is? I'm not sure. Monday Joe is usually here late also.
I don't think there's any real rhythm to it.
Wednesday Joe is noon.
No.
Noon he gets here.
Wednesday Joe is full of grace.
Well, Wednesday is Joe's best day of the week.
Wednesday's child.
It's the middle of the week. He is Wednesday's child. Can you find a home for Joe?
I cannot.
Anyway, Joe's going to miss the fabulous open to today's show.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening in his automobile.
We try to come up with something every day. We'll have a little parade of them for you here, what we've done this week. Today, along the lines of those, hey, number one fan, those calls.
Yes.
And then the calls that were people eating and saying, like,
right.
I'm doing the news.
Right.
These all come from the stupid prep service that we don't use. Uh-huh. Today's are all funky sexy.
All right. Funky sexy, that's the title of them?
Yeah. Like, for instance, when we say, just about 3 hours from now, Buzz will be bringing us the news.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do some news.
Funky sexy. Is there one for traffic?
Well, hold on. Let me see. How about phone calls?
We will take some phone calls today.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna take some calls.
I like the way it's got a little bit of the Barry White music in the background.
Shaft, yeah, a little of that.
Oh, that's right, it's Shaft, Buzz. Yeah, it's not,
Hayes, right.
And, of course, we will be, as always, talking about the NFL.
Oh, yeah, we gonna talk sports.
That is
bad, isn't it?
That is so bad.
And we had a request from someone in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, we gonna see what it's like outside.
I like sue what it's outside.
Mike, I'm sorry. That was not traffic.
Sue what it's like outside.
That was weather.
Yes.
Not to be confused with your request, traffic.
Oh, yeah. We going to check on the highways and byways.
It's a quality announcer, isn't it?
It's a terrible announcer.
I think that's part of the magic.
Yes. What else is on the list?
Money,
do we have
money well spent.
That's all. So
we got a receipt. We can expense it.
Good.
What we're going to do is just make a little hodgepodge for you of the various tapes that we've played to start the show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play strip trivia. No, we did it yesterday.
Week in review.
Here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. Exactly the week in review.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. I'm frozen just like a Totino's pizza roll. I love some snow, a white Christmas. But let's be honest, this is friggin' ridiculous, cause it's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. Uh-huh. I've hooked up the block heater straight to my f***ing hole. It's friggin' cold.
Oh.
It's friggin' cold. My junk is shrunk up. I'm hung like a 3-year-old. I've got my glove, scarf, and wool hat. While Rosie O'Donnell's in a cave hibernating and living off of her fat. like a, you know, like a big friggin' large lesbian bear. It's friggin' cold.
It's cold.
It's friggin' cold.
Cold.
I ain't Santa Claus. This ain't the friggin' North Pole. It's friggin' cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's friggin' cold. But not nearly as cold as the career of Judge Reinhold. Yes, we know that it's winter. Yes, we're quite aware of this.
Right.
So tell Al Gore the global warming is a bunch of friggin' bull.
Friggin'
cold.
Cold. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
Yeah.
Those notes at the end, there's nothing that's gonna match them.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We gonna do some news.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, dreidel,
hey.
Dreidel,
hey.
I made it out of clay.
Hey.
From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
So businesslike at the end.
Oh, yeah, we gonna talk sports.
Sure.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? I want to ask you something. You're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
This was yesterday.
Huh?
I like this.
I really want to know.
We can keep this around.
Do you think it was just another one of his minor mistakes, like tidal waves, earthquakes, floods? You don't think God makes mistakes?
Oh, Jack.
Of course he does. We all make mistakes. Of course, we make mistakes, they call it evil. God makes mistakes, they call it nature.
Tell him, Daryl.
So, what do you think? Women, a mistake? Or did he do it to us on purpose? Because I really want to know. Because if it's a mistake, maybe we could do something about it. Find a cure. Invent a vaccine. Build up our immune systems.
Oh,
Jack. A little exercise. You know, 20 push-ups a day, and you never have to be afflicted with women ever again.
Oh, yeah, we're going to take some calls.
Oh, sure.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah,
mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show.
Call an ambulance, please.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach.
Stomach goo. Right.
The Week in Review.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
Learn it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Writing it down.
Live it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Now, let's put it to music, ladies.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Again now, the singing Edos.
肩に手を乗せ、I have. クロスして、a bad case. お腹をさすって、of diarrhea. ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of.
And that pretty much is everything we've done on the show this week.
Pretty good. I didn't pick it up. I can't say I have a bad case of diarrhea in Japanese yet.
And Mike, we can now officially start. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Where you been?
I've been on Seven Locks Road and Montrose Road.
Well, Robbie?
I think as a punishment, Joe should have to stay till 7:08 tonight.
7:08?
Yeah.
Don't you think you're being a little hard on him?
Hey, I know what you said.
Anyway, howdy, Joe.
I like the light system in Maryland. It's really great. When your light turns green, the one 100 yards away turns red.
So, Seven Locks Road, you bailed off the main artery, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Beltway was terrible.
Well, we're glad you're here, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Were you listening in your car?
Of course.
Good.
When did you feel, or did you feel a sense of urgency?
I felt a sense of urgency since I left my house at 1:30.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's here. Okay, he's here. Well, we can.
He's here.
He's in control now here, gentlemen.
Sing our names. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello there. We'll try not to be an idiot today.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
I'm going to try to do it. I used to be thinking about yesterday's show.
Mommy boobies.
Oh, babe.
Maybe me for my clothes while you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. I would appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Everybody get out of here now.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
It's always a good time.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down, down. God damn it, they're fags.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry. That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Oh, sometimes.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What not?
Say hello to Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Buzz, are you over there?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There it is. Of course, when you mentioned Buzz.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That's Buzz. When he was younger.
All right. A little quiet for Super Josh.
All right, here we go. Here's our announcer, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
We have a funny show.
The show's gonna be fun.
Oh, thank you, Meryl.
We have a great show.
The show is great.
Buzz is gonna be here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
There it is again.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi there, little brains, and it's Friday, and the phone number is same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I declare bankruptcy!
Well, I'm sure you're like a lot of people in the United States right now.
Personal, moral, and he's gone.
He's gone. I like that. Personal or moral. Moral bankruptcy.
I declared that long ago. Long ago.
Moral bankruptcy.
You know, I don't think that counts. I don't think you can just call a radio show and declare bankruptcy. I think you have to do some paperwork.
Yeah, there has to be a legal system. You know, you have to, the forms have to be filled out. I just can't get over the fact that yesterday at this time, we were surrounded by the wonderful smell of perfume.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's happening? I'm also thinking about...
Until Kitty and Kathy got here.
I'm thinking about good perfume and bad perfume. Hi there. What's happening? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just driving around town, running errands. You're thinking about good perfume and bad perfume?
Mm-hmm.
From yesterday.
What was that?
You called us.
Yeah, you called us, sir. What can we do for you?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to say what's up. What's your guys' views on this gun?
Guys's.
Oh, dear.
You guys's.
Guys's is a violation.
All was hello. From the start.
Dynamite Show. Howdy.
Dynamite, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
All right, man. How about them Redskins?
I felt good for the Redskins last night.
How about we give some love to the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, we don't do that very often. We're not the typical homers, but I think everybody in this town wanted to see a victory last night.
Very nice for the Redskins.
Good for them.
And even with all of that, with the good feelings for the Redskins, there was still a great Snyder moment. And I don't know if you caught it. When they had two morons, bless their hearts, run on the field.
Okay.
Now what they do is, just like on all TV channels, all the NFL channels now, they don't show the guys.
So sad.
But you saw enough of it to see, as they were coming to the line to hike the ball, two morons come running onto the field, and security guys come running on after that, and they cut away from it.
Right.
And they say, we're not going to show this on TV. And they cut right to the owner's booth, and Snyder is standing on a box like Napoleon.
With his arms folded?
He's got his arms folded, and Roger Goodell is sitting right next to him. And
is he wearing the white shirt with the red power tie?
It was just Redskins, whatever. I'm in half in mourning, half black, half burgundy and gold thing that he had going on. But he looked like the look on his face was so priceless because even with all the good things that I think Dan Snyder has done with the passing of Sean Taylor, he's not merchandised it. He's given the money to charity.
Right.
He's put up all this stuff. It was great to see the spoiled little rich boy. And I know what he was thinking. I was like, oh, God damn it. God damn it!
I've got the commissioner here.
He's sitting right here, and there's a guy on the field. Damn it.
I've got the commissioner here, and I'm out of control. I can't control my stadium.
And you got to wonder how many heads rolled today at FedEx Field, because
this is really, this is really unusual, Mr. Commissioner. It doesn't happen very often.
That sideline is so scrutinized, you got to have the right pass. You got to have.
Do you think these were guys that jumped out of the stands, or do you think they were already on the field?
Like, it would be impossible because like at all stadiums, they have, you know, guys all around the perimeter.
Yeah, they have the guys down on the stairs that go down to the stadium
floor.
These
were guys that apparently were standing close enough to the sideline.
That's pretty funny.
The security is so tight on the sidelines. The last year I was announcing, they would clear me when I was done. Even though I had an official's pass, they wouldn't let me stay on the sidelines past my the amount of time they needed
because of that time you ran on the field.
So these were guys that had clearance
with you
and then decided to run out onto the field.
Right. I guess so. It was great. Oh, man.
We're not going to show that. You know, and I know why they don't, but boy, I always wish they would.
You don't want to encourage it. But
one of them was John Kent Cook.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those reasons where when you're not at a game, you miss that. You know, if you're at the game, it's the 90,000 enjoy the guy running on the field. But those of us at home, you know, it makes you more aware of the fact you don't have a ticket to the game.
And they also, when they're done with that, they don't televise when they take them underneath and destroy them.
And I believe that some of the football players helped in knocking the guy down.
Yeah.
And that's something you always like seeing. That, yeah. Everybody remembers that great shot of Mike Curtis.
Curtis, the Baltimore Colts.
Memorial Stadium. Some jerk-off comes on the field.
It was a clothesline.
Just comes over and just, boom!
It was the greatest knockdown. He practically knocked the guy out. I mean, he not only knocked him to the ground, but he gave him the clothesline tackle. It was fantastic.
Knocked the wind out.
And then there's that guy, the streaker guy from Britain, you know, that's been at all the different events.
All right, the guy that's for whatever the whatever it is.com.
Yeah, he does different sponsors that he runs out on the field.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, how are you guys on this Friday?
Howdy, what's up?
I've got some great news about myself, and I had to share it with all of you.
Oh,
all
right. Share away.
I am officially HIV negative.
Oh, you got your results back.
Yes, I did.
How do you do the testing? What kind of testing did you do?
I got a little blood work done because I have been with a woman of ill repute. And
when you say you've been with a prostitute?
No. Actually, a few steps down from that. Just a stranger.
Just somebody you picked up at a bar? What is it? Was it a one-night stand?
Was.
And so you were aware after you had been with this woman that she was so unclean that you might get the hivy?
Yes. I was very, very worried. A lot of night sweats.
Well,
a lot of
You know what they say, Mike? At 10 o'clock, she's a 2. But at 2 o'clock, she's a 10.
She's a 10. Did she stay the night, or did she leave before the night was over?
Oh, no. This took place in an alley. So
in an alley?
Yes, it did. Near a recycling dumpster. So I was...
You might think about tetanus also.
Wow. Yeah. So how long have you been sweating this?
Oh, long time. Long time. It was one of those things where I didn't really want to find out. But I said, you know what? I would rather be safe than sorry.
Well, great news.
A little blood work done, and they were giving away free cookies and juice.
They always do.
Well, great news. You don't have AIDS, and I guess anybody else have anything they need to say to Michael Hughes before we let him go for the weekend?
Michael, congratulations. Michael, how much time was it between contact, meeting the woman, and having sex? How much time elapsed?
Oh, I'm going to give it probably half an episode of Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh, wow.
Michael, make sure you tell Jeff congratulations on his promotion.
That's right. Good stuff.
Michael Hughes.
There he goes. Michael Hughes. Once again, the tests were negative.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Once again. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. Love you guys. Long time.
Right. You too.
Long time. Last night, I'm so upset about last night. I TiVo'd the game so I could watch it in the middle of the night when I'd have time to watch it, and we had a power failure, so I missed the whole thing.
Oh, that's TiVo. Oh, Rob said ha ha.
Ha ha.
Pixie!
You live in Northern Virginia, right?
Yes, we do.
Do you guys have power failures all the time now? Is it just us in Loudoun County?
It's just you.
Do you have a lot of trees where you live?
Well, we have a certain amount of trees.
You might want to cut them down.
All of them.
Yes, all of them.
All the trees must go.
That's mm-hmm. what I did.
Uh-huh. That's how you don't have power failures.
Don lived in the middle of a forest. I mean, really, like Sherwood Forest, where Robin Hood hunted.
Used to be.
And when he moved in, now it appears to be... Well, the best way I could describe it, Don, would be Vegas-like. It reminds me of Vegas, but a little greener.
Mike, it's my little McMansion.
Yeah.
It's a McMansion on top of an anthill.
It looks like an anthill, and it has a Vegas quality. When you break through the trees for all the neighbors that don't have power, you come and you see Don's house on the hill.
Well, Don's house is also a high-rise.
Yeah.
Very small, but very tall.
Mm-hmm.
How many stories?
Really 13, but you know, people are superstitious. Right. So you say either 12 or 14.
I love your old-fashioned elevator with the handle.
And, of course, under the ground, all the gasoline he could ever possibly need.
And I'm so happy I have just purchased my latest lighthouse.
And it's, you know, just for your own amusement because you're not near any sea.
That's another thing I read about in the newspaper. And you think, what the frick? They show this guy going to buy a lighthouse.
Right.
And he doesn't want to turn it into a bed and breakfast, and he doesn't want to turn it into a historical marker. He wants to live in a lighthouse.
Yes, he does. Yes. Up in Maine, there are a lot of them. They actually sell them in the back of Down East Magazine. There are a lot of lighthouses for sale.
Normally not social people.
Well, you usually have to be on an isolated point of land or on an island.
Right. Uh-huh.
There was one somewhere close in Maryland that a guy bought recently.
Really?
Yeah, like for $275,000.
Wow.
A lot of money to live in a big, gigantic, rusted-out, old, smelly sailor silo that, incidentally, anytime the government...
Smelly sailor silo.
It looked poetic.
On TV, that's what it looked like. It looked like something that had been sitting out by the sea's edge.
Can it be accessed by land, or does he have to take a boat to get out there?
Got
to
take a dinghy out there. Okay. Got to take a dinghy. And part of the deal was that you sign a paper with the government saying... Hey, anytime that you think the Japs are going to fly over it and take us out.
That's very timely with today's date.
You get to use my house. Well, hey, never forget, Mike. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Never forget today.
Amen, Don.
I say that to you.
Did you hear about the guy who crossed a black guy with a Japanese guy?
No.
It turned out great, but every December 7th, he bombed Pearl Bailey.
Oh, my God. What are you doing with your phone?
I just have to pro- – this just in yeah. from Matt the intern off my text message machine.
Matt the Pollock.
He saw the guy run on the field, and here is the text. It reads, I got to watch him get hogtied, knocked down, and carried off the field.
So they hogtied him.
That's what he says.
See, plan. Right there. That's
entertainment.
Well, Don and I were speculating on whether Matt was even going to make it to the game last night with the traffic that we saw last night.
I thought it was Matt who ran on the field.
That traffic, I swear to God, Jack.
I'd love to know when Matt got to the game because there's no way he got there before the first half was over.
On the drive home last night, to make it generic enough for everyone around the country listening, when Mike and I go home, there's a big split in the highway in the Beltway.
Right.
You can go towards Maryland.
East.
Towards where the stadium is, about 28 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the right towards Virginia.
Right.
We go towards Virginia. The stadium, which is 28 miles away, already had traffic backed up all the way before you even get on the 270 spur.
I mean, it was going to be 28 miles of traveling at 2 miles an hour.
Right.
Tops. I mean, if it was moving.
And then did you catch, when you kept going on the Beltway, did you notice reverse way the entire way, solidly, over the American Legion Bridge?
Sure.
All of those people... We're trying to go to the game.
We're very fortunate that most of the time, and I mean most of the time, not all the time, traffic is okay in the direction we're going in. But coming in the other direction, heading east towards the stadium, it was nuts. And, of course, the national tree lighting ceremony last night. They had that going on, too.
So I wasn't kidding yesterday when I said like at 3:25.
You wouldn't have made it by the third quarter.
If I wanted to be at the game at 8, really, you got to leave like at 3:25.
Matt got there. He left at about 6:30 when strip trivia ended.
Right.
He got there at a little before 9.
Wow. That's incredible that he got, I thought he was going downtown to pick up his dad.
I don't know.
Really? His dad, the lawyer.
I'm not happy.
But, you know, if he went through town, he missed some of the traffic.
That's true. That's true. He might.
And he made it still, in only 2.5 hours.
I forgot that he left at 6:30.
2.5 hours, and you're talking about he's on the road, you know, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, late at night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's effed up.
Sure is.
9 o'clock.
I bet that his father was hoping that they would have gotten there earlier.
So you were saying, hey, that, you know, that's shocking. That's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah, to go 20 miles.
2.5 hours to travel 20 miles.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yes, it's a delightful location for the stadium. Best in the country.
I was glad to go home last night, especially after yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Which was just full of stuff that people want to ask about, want to talk about. Mm-hmm. What were the MILFs like?
Mm-hmm.
What were they really like? Were those two sisters really like Patty and Selma? I don't have any tales to tell about them. The only one that I did want to talk about, and I'm pretty sure they use fake names,
mm-hmm. yeah.
was the lady whose picture we put on the website.
Yes, she went by the name of Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she was the one that was very uptight about, she didn't like pick a random number.
She didn't like that. She didn't like most of the questions that she was asked. She didn't like any games of chance. She was very, very concerned about several elements, and she happened to be, I think we can all agree, the hottest one in the competition. I mean, the winner, I think, was a very close second. I thought Jenny was a very close second, and Jenny was kind of a swinger.
But this girl was put together.
This MILF was
put together.
Really?
And what she was telling us during the commercials, and I don't know why she didn't mention this on the air, she said, and Mike, you tell me if I'm not quoting verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I'm surprised I'm not doing better at this game because I was the first woman ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So I know that I looked up and I said, are you kidding? And she said, don't talk about it. Don't mention it.
Huh? Right.
And we said, okay. And then, hand to my heart, did she or did she not say, I did so well, I expected that I would be replacing Kathy.
She did. She did say that. And she was a handful. She was indeed. But she was, you know, once we started giving her a hard time about giving us a hard time, she was okay with it. Buzz, obviously, you went to dinner with all of them last night.
I did.
What was their feedback after the show yesterday?
They all had a lot of fun. I think maybe the happiest group we've ever had, you'll be hearing from them.
And how is Lisa? How is Lisa doing?
Lisa's great. Jenny's great. Everybody's great. They couldn't be happier.
How about Selma and Patty?
I haven't heard from them.
Buzz, you took a look at that website that Jenny plugged at the end of the show.
I did.
Found myself thinking about that long after the show last night. What exactly is that website all about?
Well, I went to taboolife.com, and there are a lot of things there listed about swingers, and you click on them, and then it takes you to another list, which takes you to another list. I never really made a lot of progress or found a lot of...
Are there pictures on there?
No, they're not. It's totally devoid of pictures of any kind.
That's unusual.
Anyway, don't get me wrong. I am not running this woman down. I think it would have been fascinating to chat with this chick about
her previous life. Find
about
out
it was
exactly
like,
what was going on.
To be on this millionaire show, and she thought that she had such a rapport going mm-hmm. with Regis Philbin
that maybe she was going to be the co-host. This must have been happening right at the time that you know that they were making the big switch to Kelly Lee Ripa.
And now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
was right when Regis became Regis.
Right
is when Kathy Lee jumped off.
Right. Yeah, because Regis was getting too hot. That was a contributing factor in mm-hmm. Kathy Lee wanting to jump off the ship.
Sure.
She could not handle. Not only could she not handle everything, because that was right around the time of her sweatshops and all the crap that she had gone through with Gifford.
And Gif banging that stew.
And mm-hmm. Gif with Susan Johnson. But Regis.
We still remember her name, Susan Johnson.
Always
well, Susan Johnson, the reason I remember that name is because it's the same name of the fiance in Arthur. That Arthur Bach, Dudley Moore, that's the woman that Dudley Moore is supposed to marry when he marries Liza Minnelli instead.
I'll tell you why.
Susan Johnson.
I'll tell you why I remember her name. Rob, would you be a love and go upstairs, go to our office,
right.
go to my desk, the desk that I never sit at,
right.
open the right-hand drawer, and see if there is not still the Playboy with Susan Johnson in it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
You remember the Playboy? Now, do you remember it? Did you save it because
she's
hot? It's such quality.
I like big.
I thought she was a bit of a skank.
I like big boobs.
Well, there are a lot of women with big boobs, but isn't she kind of skanky?
I like the big booby way she looked in this.
It was not a pretty.
Held on to it. I mean, for a while, it was just to compare her to Kathy Lee.
The things you save.
And I don't keep.
You don't save anything.
No, I don't keep pornography.
No, you don't have anything in your desk.
You know, right?
God knows I've gone through it a number of times.
Now there's nothing in there.
There's nothing. I'm always trying to find stuff. Cash.
Good luck there.
Cash. Jewelry.
Rob?
Loose cut diamonds.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Great radio guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hi there. What's happening?
As I make my commute home along the Beltway, I'm confronted with some hazards. I want to know how Rob A. deals with the black ice.
The black ice?
All right, you wanted to go down that road, but unfortunately...
It depends on whether they're in his driveway or not.
He's going through my drawers right now.
You know, seriously, God love my mom up in Connecticut.
Sure.
They we get a lot of black ice up in Connecticut and New England.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
And she called and said to one of the guys, I'm very concerned because there's black ice... In my driveway. And when the guy came over, he said, I didn't see anybody out
Did
there.
Did you say black ice?
Right.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take some calls.
There was a stumbling block.
Oh, no.
Your desk has no drawers.
You're kidding.
It's just a big table. But I remember...
Wow.
That's your old desk.
What happened to the desk?
That's your old desk at the other
place. The contents
of
the old desk has been packed up and is in a series of boxes upstairs. I didn't want to go into the boxes.
Bring me a box then.
The whole box?
Well, how many boxes do we have up there?
Christ, it was only the stuff.
Two big ones.
It was only the crap in my desk. Really, there are no drawers in that
desk. It's a table.
Yeah, it's a table.
It's a big table. It's like a table you would eat at.
An eating table.
Now, I have a desk that I use, but... My desk I share with Rob, but Rob doesn't really use that desk.
Not really, because there's packets of mayonnaise on it.
Well, I'm just curious. Just open up one of those boxes.
I'm sure it's in the box. I'll check the one.
Why don't you bring them down? We can play Goody Gumdrops.
We can play Goody Gumdrops?
Yeah, we can play go through the box and see what's in there.
Find treasures. And
yeah, I love going through old boxes.
Delightful surprise.
So much fun, with more fun and more thrills.
Donaldo E. Miguel, hello there.
Got a mic.
Hi. What's happening? Yes, it's roll call. We're all here.
All here.
Speak with Buzz, please.
I'm here. Go ahead, sir.
Buzz, I need your help on the absent, please.
I'll do what I can. What do you need?
Help him before his phone drops out.
You are the expert. They are now manufacturing this in San Francisco, California.
Yes, but...
Do I want to buy it online, or should I buy it in California?
Go to greenfairy.org. The stuff you buy in California contains no wormwood, so it isn't really absent.
What is the best stuff to buy then, Buzz?
Oh,
please?
Buzz, he already gave you the plug for his friend.
What is the guy's name, Buzz? Jacob?
Jacob.
Yeah.
For the love of God, don't buy the stuff he made.
No. Hello there.
Get the 1792.
Jesus, he was high when he made it, that's for sure.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
And vinegar.
Hold on. Look, it's a box. Bring it over here, Robbie. Bring it over here. Come on. First of two.
Box.
Oh, look at all this good stuff.
The other big box I open, it is just full of reels of tape.
Ah.
So.
All right.
These are... Obviously from my desk.
One treasure
That's
box.
The abacus. Do you know what that abacus is from? It's back from when I did Hop Sing on the show.
It was a gift from my father.
Was it really?
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Wow.
Way back.
Three old DVDs of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
You used to have to click highlighters together.
It's that newspaper. Is that the Red Sox winning?
Yep.
Boston Can I have Blue. That?
Yep. Here All you right. go.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is really old.
You know what you can say now, Mike?
What, thank you?
No. Which one? Which time?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
What's this, a jersey?
I got mad at the Cubs, I guess, one day. I just took my shirt off.
Uh-huh. Cubs jersey?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's the last issue of the Washington Star.
Wow.
August 7th, 1981.
Good year.
I remember.
Things oh, rattling. Hey, good memories.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, yeah, sunnier days, huh?
You know what?
Wear that home tonight.
The bangle beads that we got in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
That has the Confederate flag on
it. Those on.
There you go, Rob.
I've been missing these.
I will wear that proudly.
Oh, come on.
I don't even have to show you my breasts.
What do you got there? What's that?
Can see them through your shirt.
NFL on Fox hat.
Yeah.
This is a patch. Operation Desert Shield.
I bet that would go good on eBay.
I believe that might be from when we had the party for the guys coming back.
Saudi Arabia? Here is a check to me from Infinity Broadcasting.
Really?
April 18th, 1995. $11.69.
You better
take a look
to me.
You better right. cash that.
Miss Bobby says, "I wonder why the books aren't balancing."
I know that signature. You remember that signature?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't that always look like just like hieroglyphics?
It looks like Arabic.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, what is
it? Well, and he was one of the apostles.
Here's a VHS of Brian Billick on the Match Game.
Oh, that's good. I taped that for you. He was a contestant.
Fun for the whole family.
Salt and pepper.
Is that the only box we have up there?
There's that and a box of reels.
Damn it.
Of tape. But no Playboy. No Susan
Wait.
Johnson?
Ah!
What?
Ha, ha, ha.
Look at that. Is. He's got the Playboy.
Ah!
Bottom. Look at that.
Got it. That. Got it.
There's the box
great.
On the floor.
November.
Great. You can remember.
November, I'll pack that up later.
November 1997. Let me show you her photos. My God.
That is too funny. The things you remember.
She got a knockout.
He remembered the Susan magazine, Johnson. But he didn't remember that his desk has no drawers.
Look at that picture.
Wow,
look,
she does have a big bounty.
Yeah.
She's kind of skanky in the face, though.
Yeah.
You don't F the face.
Not a pretty woman.
You can. And you know what? They look like they're droopy.
We've had this discussion.
I know. What do you think they look like now? They're probably down on her knees now.
Maybe she's dead.
We picked her apart with toothpicks while she was hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, while she was hot on the scene.
Understood.
Poor Giff.
Oh, come on. That was
throwing
great.
His life away for that.
Great for him.
She's got a landing strip.
Susan Johnson.
Who else is in that? Is that back when Playboy was good?
Brett Favre, 10 years ago.
Well, that's a keeper issue.
One bad Cajun.
What year is that?
1997.
1997.
10 years ago. All right, also we have a cassette.
That's all you need to say. Yeah. We have a cassette.
Of Alan Goodman singing New York, New York.
Oh,
very
really?
Nice. We want to keep all these things.
Oh, we got some great porno.
What is our porno?
The prettiest feet I ever came across.
Well, those are Mike's.
No pun intended.
Are those mine?
And here's one called Button In.
Let me see those.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, look. Oh, it's an autographed picture of Wolfman Jack. Hey, I want to tell you, clap for the Wolfman. Don and Mike, radio gods, you're the best.
This is kind of subpar pornography here. I don't mind that.
Look at that.
Prettiest feet. Oh, that's our USA Today life section.
Uh-huh.
Back a million years ago.
1987.
Look at how young we were.
Oh, now 20
yeah.
years.
My God.
Going back by tens.
Don't give me all my crappy CDs.
I thought you might want it.
Rob's now on the floor sorting through stuff that fell out of the box.
What is that?
That needs to go on the website.
Oh. Us with Morris Jones.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Joe. All right.
All right. Well, I got the Susan Johnson thing.
You so, did, and you remembered it. And there she is in all of her mammorific glory.
For God's sakes, get me
and
some.
And I got two brand-new unopened DVDs out of it.
Get me some drawers.
I shall.
I got to have drawers.
We'll expense them.
We got stuff. I didn't know the desk didn't have drawers.
Boy, this is quite a compilation of, you know what it says?
What?
Button In, a buffet of butt.
Yeah, baby.
Hello there. Don and Mike hi. Show. That's, hello. Hi.
That's not a sneeze.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. This is Kathy.
Oh,
Kathy from yesterday.
From yesterday's trip.
Yes,
hi.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Matt.
That bitch!
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi. I'm peachy. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, honey.
That was actually Stephanie.
Oh, it's Stephanie. Is that the daughter?
That was my daughter, yes.
How's Stephanie doing after her boob job?
She's doing terrific. She's doing very voluptuous.
Wonderful. She wearing her Hooters outfit right now?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good time playing the game yesterday?
We had a great time, especially when we got the consolation prize. That just made it, that was like the cherry on the top.
Oh, the $250. Well, you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, if you get my drift. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is Selma and
Patty?
Patty and Selma?
Yes.
They are two beautiful women in history.
they're sexy twins that were featured in a lot of television shows around the 1970s. Selma and Patty, and they were kind of like little Barbie dolls.
You know, like Thelma and Louise?
Uh-huh, like that.
Well, Were those long, blonde-haired girls?
Yes.
Yeah, those are exactly. The ones.
That's them.
Patty and Selma, and they got on adventures, and there was a sitcom for a while that they were on.
Right.
They live in Springfield.
They were like superheroes.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I don't feel so bad.
No, what did you think? What did you think it was?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, no, Patty and Selma was...
As a matter of fact, their sister-in-law is the star of a sitcom, too.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And they all kind of have the same voice.
Oh, okay, because I was...
Sexy voice.
I didn't know who they were, so now I...
No, you know what, Liz, it's one of those sitcoms where... It's a typical sitcom where the husband is a big, fat load, and he has a hot, beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, Patty and Selma
are
her sisters.
The wife's sister.
And he's always lusting after them and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, they get in all sorts of adventures.
Okay, well, thank you so much for yesterday. We really, really, really had a great time.
Thank you.
All right, nice talking to you, Kathy.
And give Matt a big hug and a kiss for me.
And you give our best to Kitty.
I will.
Thank you, Kathy.
Definitely. And Take care.
The name of that TV show is Everybody Loves the Simpsons.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Next time you see Patty and Selma, you know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Have a wonderful holiday and vacation.
You do the same.
You too, Kathy.
Thanks.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Was it Patty? I'm sorry. Was it Kitty or Kathy who lost the game yesterday because of Xana Do and Xana Don't?
That's
is that
Kitty?
Kitty? Because Kitty.
Kitty.
Yeah, the question was Xana Don't, mm-hmm. and they didn't get it.
No,
giving Jenny the swinger the victory.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, listen, the website TabooLife.com, that's an affiliated site with LoveVoodoo.com, and that's where all the swinger pictures are.
I see.
Love Voodoo.
Yeah, lovevoodoo.com.
All right, well, keep saying it over and over again.
I'll bookmark it straight away.
Why should they buy his commercials? Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Swinger.
Hey, I'd like to give a big, excellent, that I love Donna Mike, chat with him for 1 minute.
You're talking with us, darling.
Your stammer sounds like a burp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're on the air right now.
All right, thank you. Donna Mike, I want to say, hey there.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
First of all, I'm not Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not that idiot you just spoke to. But anyhow.
Some other idiot.
I might be another idiot, but I'm not her.
What can we do for you, darling?
I'm not burping. Be sick, guys.
You're calling with love. What can we do for you,
I'm calling with tons of love.
tons of love.
Especially, Don, for you.
Of course.
There you go.
And me with you, darling. Right back at you.
No, but seriously.
I'll take it. At this point, I'll take it.
Okay. But I have listened to you guys for about 10 years, and I will say every Monday morning, when I get in the car in the afternoon, and I listen to you talk about your weekend, you make my day.
Well, you are so
You
nice.
Are tremendously funny.
Thank you, darling.
It's true.
That's just
and
a love
thing,
goal.
It's very
the other thing I love about your show is that the Super Dave and...
Thank you. Thank you.
Ungrateful little bitches, aren't they? When I ask you something, you're all church-going folk. I really want to ask you
Daryl.
Something. Do you think God knew what he was doing when he created woman?
Oh, I think he knew what he was doing. Right here. Now.
Oh, she's listening to her compliment.
Don't go listen to yourself on the radio, darling. Well, thank you for the call, though.
And like the wind, she is gone.
I love my groupies, my plumper groupies.
Plumpers. We didn't know that she was a plumper. She might have looked like Susan Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Away to beautiful
no,
girl.
Not fair.
That's why it'll never work. Bye.
Not fair.
Sweet do.
Rob found, what is this? Two more things.
Still going through the box.
In the box of stuff.
What the hell is this?
Stuff that used to be in your desk.
It's a clipping.
Read that.
All right.
That's the print is too small. When is that from?
The text will help you figure it out.
Okay.
Which for some reason brings us to WRQX, known better to its iron-eared new listeners as Q107. Q107 came out to a 6.7 share in second place in the winter ratings. Bumping the competition top 40 WPGC to third, WPGC, remember briefly, jumped to first place, fixture WML, blah, 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 blah.
What do we have that?
Q107's program director, Alan Burns, says he thinks the station's current audience, a weekly cumulative, All right, it's down at the bottom.
What?
WPGC isn't standing around idly through all this humiliation. After playing a few sample tapes of his new night jock, the powerful Don Geronimo, WPGC's program director, Scott Shannon, not long ago said, "Sounds like we mean business, don't it?"
There it is.
You might want to hold on to that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Sounds like we mean business, don't it?
That's like from the 70s. And here's something I do not need, glasses to see.
No.
Why do we have a picture of Gordon Liddy with what I believe may be his... Is he still married to this lady?
I believe so, Francis.
Why do we have that picture?
Well, you'll think back, Don. You'll remember there was at least two stretches of time when you were friends with him.
We must put that on the front of our webpage today.
That's a wonderful idea.
Just as a tribute to the institution of marriage.
Isn't that nice?
And we found that in our magic box.
Gordon and Francis Liddy.
With his leather jacket on. The kind of leather jacket you see at the places where the... like Iranian companies sell luggage.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got that USA jacket. It's the kind of USA jacket you find like in a Taliban stronghold.
Oh, put that on the website, please.
Wow.
Just like as Don and Mike say, have a great weekend and know this is what love and marriage is all about.
There he is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You all are mean.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch cartoons, but my daughter just pulled it up, and then I just figured it out. So you still have a wonderful vacation.
Is this Kathy again?
Yes, it is.
Kathy, you know we were just having fun.
I know. That's why I'm calling you back.
All right, sweetheart.
We love you, Kathy. You were a lot of fun.
Seriously.
I love you too, guys, because that's where I listen to you all the time.
Y'all made the show yesterday.
But you know who I don't like is that girl who called afterwards. Okay, see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. Bye, Selma.
They were fun.
Bye.
Remember when she took her...
Why is she upset?
Remember when she took her bra off, what the lady said?
Anyone syrup. Got any syrup? Anybody have any syrup? Kind of doing a pancake thing. What's the matter? What happened? Homer's a loser. Look at my nipples.
Remember, you like your nipples, but hate your breasts.
I like my nipples, but I hate my breasts. Look at that. I've got blue hair.
Blue hair down there.
I'm Julie Kavner, otherwise known as Kathy and Kitty. And also known as Rhoda's friend. Rhoda's friend, that's
sister.
Right.
Sister.
Rhoda's sister, Rhoda Morgenstern.
Brenda.
Wow, I see you put a WAVA bumper sticker up in here.
I did.
Wow.
How are your skanky sisters,
Selma and Patty?
Selma and Patty.
Still smoking too much. What's wrong with them? They're out of their minds. I saw your newsman climbing on top of somebody. Looked like the swinger. Uh-huh. Yeah, taboo life.
I think he was having what the kids call... safe sex, which means you're having sex with your clothes on.
Right. Eating ain't cheating.
I think
that's what Solomon always says. Homer.
Heavy petting.
What?
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting. Make your fingers turn blue.
Moderate to heavy.
Watch out. Bart, what are you doing with that man? That's horrible. Bart's voice is really a chick. Simpsons trivia. Wow. Nice. How about that picture of G. Gordon Liddy? Ew. Her hair's blue, too. How about that? Where'd you get that jacket?
Got it from the network.
Those guys are fangs.
We will be.
Wow.
Hope you had a hell of a piss, Marge.
This is the Don and Mike Show.